Good afternoon, everybody. So I'm going to make a presentation on the standards of media coverage of elections in Ukraine. And I will first explain why this matters, why electoral coverage matters, and then address some more empirical issues and data. Of course, it is a bit of a challenge to speak at the end of the conference because so many insightful comments were already made. And so you will some of the remarks that were made I will also repeat in my presentation. So I apologize for that, but that is explained by that we all research similar issues. So the issue of electoral coverage by mass media is widely addressed by media and communication scholars, both in terms of conceptualizations and empirical research. And this is largely explained by that the mass media are viewed as important actors in political life of societies that contribute to shaping public perceptions. The function of informing is broadly associated with capacity to influence public opinion, and this particularly concerns the role of media at election time, when the media are primary sources of information on the campaign, both in established democracies and in societies in transition, as is in the case of Ukraine. And although scholarship is still divided on the questions about the nature and effect of political information disseminated by media, few would dispute that unbiased coverage of election campaign is a definitely prerequisite for fair and honest elections. That is why both scholars and practitioners are concerned with biased coverage of election campaigns, because such practices undermine traditional functions of mass media in society. Given that analysis of election coverage by media has implications not only for the study of media system of the country, but also of the entire political system. And since media at present are a mainstream arena for political communication, at times of elections, during election campaigns, this political communication reaches extraordinary levels. And in this respect, media are responsible for performing the function of gatekeeping in the process of communication. And the way the media respond to political communication of competing actors has implications for the whole of society as well as political system. In this respect, analysis of standards of electoral coverage by Ukrainian media reveals trends in the development of media system in Ukraine. On the one hand, and peculiarities of countries' transformations towards democracy on the other hand. This is also important in the context of the topic of public broadcasting, because the whole essence of the idea of public broadcasting is to provide the way for independent and unbiased media coverage. If Ukrainian media have poor experience of unbiased coverage of elections, the introduction of public broadcasting service is likely to be affected by the embedded practices of biased journalism. Such factors that define journalistic principles and standards as honesty, independence of opinion, fair judgment, and news values are the basis for unbiased coverage of elections by media. They are also taken as criteria for analyzing journalist materials covering election campaigns. I will now briefly outline the major peculiarities of Ukrainian media system in terms of independent coverage of elections since the second half of the 90s, and then discuss the findings of the recent news monitoring that was conducted during the latest election campaign of 2009-2010. So after Ukraine became independent in 1991, country's leadership proclaimed the end of state censorship and confirmed the right for private ownership, which eventually led to the fast-growing number of media outlets, both press and broadcasting companies. Within 10 years, the media system was predominantly privately held. However, it turned out that the most private owners had very close links with political elites. This particularly concerned large television channels that remained the mainstream sources of information for Ukrainian society. Another notable trend of Ukrainian media system of that time was that many new media outlets were created for purposes of influence rather than to provide the public with information or generate profits, as it has already been mentioned by the previous speakers. So media scholars and observers generally agree that Ukraine's political and economic elites quite effectively manipulated the mainstream mass media from the mid-90s. In conditions of backsliding democracy, such imposed control over major media resulted in the biased coverage of political processes, events, and actors, which evidently reached its height during election campaigns. Thus, for instance, during the 2002 parliamentary election campaign, the mainstream media was clearly biased in favor of the so-called party of power, pro-presidential bloc for a united Ukraine, за єдину Україну, while either excluding opposition parties or presenting them in a negative light. And according to media observers, more than half of the coverage on television was devoted to the bloc for a united Ukraine, while the main opposition bloc, Our Ukraine, received only 13% of the coverage, and most of which was negative in tone. In 2004, the ruling elite strengthened their efforts to use media to win the presidency, embarking on a multidimensional so-called Stop Yushchenko campaign that incorporated media aspect. According to Dychuk, a Canadian scholar of Ukrainian media, media part of the campaign used at least three tactics. First, continued and expanded news censorship, including denying Yushchenko access to television and other media outlets. Then, discrediting Yushchenko in analytical and current affairs shows and the use and abuse of advertising. So the ruling elite controlled the majority of key media, either directly via Temniki, that is instructions to newsrooms on how to cover this or that political events, or indirectly through loyal media owners and top managers. However, the Orange Revolution and subsequent change of elite brought transformations of relations between political actors, media owners, media managers, and journalists. The new ruling elite had lost control over privately owned media. Many newsrooms, in fact, switched to more balanced news coverage, yet the 2006 parliamentary election campaign marked a shift towards paid-for coverage. Media owners and managers started practices of selling news programs' time to different political forces. The 2007 parliamentary election campaign reinforced such practices, with media owners becoming major actors who negotiated media plans of coverage with major political forces and their headquarters. At the same time, disappointment with the results of the Orange Revolution contributed to the growing loyalty of journalists to cash for coverage practices, according to many media analysts. Similar trends were observed during the recent presidential election campaign of 2009-2010, as it was shown by the monitoring conducted under the project of the non-governmental organization Internews Network U-Media. So I largely rely on the data that they generated during their monitoring, and I'm going to present you their major findings. So the monitoring showed that practice of paid-for news was widely used by most leading TV channels in during the election campaign. Paid-for news, also known in Ukraine as Jinsa, implied distortion of neutrality of information, creation of obviously positive or negative image through violation of such standards as credibility of the news, balance of opinion, journalist personal evaluation, and judgment. In most cases, journalist materials that had traits of paid-for news were represented by short pieces of news about election campaign events of candidates, like meeting with voters, press conferences, electoral tour events, electoral promises and statements of candidates. Some TV channels like Inter and ICTV even made special sections in their news programs to cover such campaign events. News of this kind generally present little or no news value at all. Moreover, the concept of balance is also violated because only one candidate's statement is represented. I'm not sure if it's clearly seen, but this table represents the number of materials containing violations of standards that evidence about possible paid-for status of the materials in major news programs of nationwide TV channels by weeks of the campaign. And this graph represents the growing trend towards increase of such materials by the end of the campaign. Although some data are absent due to technical reasons, you can note the trend of growing number of such suspicious materials. And this graph represents the number of materials containing violations of standards by TV channels. So as you can see, the leader is ICTV channel, then goes Inter, Novy Kanal, new channel, First National, the one that is supposed to be transformed into the public broadcast service, One Plus One, and others. As for the other findings that were analyzed, we can mention such such trends as lack of journalist critical approach to politicians, and what is meant by that. Sayings of politicians per se are considered sufficient for making news event, even when such sayings do not in fact make news. And therefore, many Ukrainian journalists rely on these sayings, and they do not go further. They do not research. They do not investigate what stands behind these sayings. Moreover, journalists frequently use materials provided by politicians' press service, for instance, video, and as a result, they simply reiterate what this or that politician said without bothering to check the facts and other aspects of the story. All in all, covered topics were frequently not newsworthy. Media experts also noted that 2009 election campaign marked a huge presence of paid-for-news from competing candidates, thus contributing to the to the emergence of the so-called pay-for-pluralism in the news, when different candidates can pay for presence in news. I guess that this notion is really important because it shows the lack of understanding among media managers and media journalists of what real balance means. Because in private communication, journalists admitted that channels managers claimed that by providing coverage for cash to different candidates, they secure some sort of pluralism or balance. And in my opinion, this is one of the major threats because it shows that standards are not really properly perceived by many media managers. At the same time, monitoring showed unequal access of candidates to the media. Most of the news pieces that had traits of paid for news contributed to positive coverage of six main candidates, and so you can see the graph, which shows that the largest number of such suspicious materials were dedicated to Yulia Tymoshenko, then goes Yanukovych, then surprisingly not even Yushchenko but Litvin, the fourth comes Yushchenko, Tihipko and Yatsenyuk. So there were a few instances of materials that had traits of paid-for-news concerning some other candidates, but the activities of only six candidates were covered on a daily basis. Also, the monitoring found out comparatively small number of materials with negative coverage among the news that had traits of paid-for-news. So Ukrainian media avoided participating in like black campaigns against candidates. They rather provided this more or less neutral but in fact positive image of this or that candidate by covering their election activities. To sum up, the monitoring of TV news coverage of 2009-2010 election campaign revealed the growing trend towards cash for coverage news. Most of the observed news programs contained short news stories about election campaign activities of multiple candidates, although predominantly about six candidates out of 18 officially registered. Media Observer pointed out that media owners and top managers stirred up massive cash for coverage practices during election campaign, while journalists remained largely loyal to such practices, which also proves the point that Anastasia made about the lack of understanding of journalists of such practices. The informal claims of media managers that such approach provides for balance in use on election campaign demonstrates lack of understanding of journalist standards for covering elections. The results of the discussed monitoring, as well as observations of media coverage of previous election campaigns, demonstrate that Ukraine's mainstream media largely violate journalistic standards of honest, transparent, and unbiased coverage of election process, which definitely has implications for the development of Ukraine's media system towards high standards of journalists and hinders the overall democratization process in Ukraine. Thank you.